Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Most of us don't realize that when a surgeon cuts into a patient to remove a cancerous tumor, it's not easy to distinguish between healthy and cancer cells.
Sure, they're guided by MRIs and CT scans that show them where the cancer tissues are, but those images are static, no matter how clear they are. Once the surgeon makes the incision and goes in, reality hits.
The body is dynamic and tumor growth can have irregular borders. Identifying exact margins of the cancer tissue when cells are mere microns in size, that's thousands of a millimeter, is daunting.
Well, last time I checked, bionic eyes aren't available yet. So the standard of care is to cut a larger swath into healthy tissue to ensure all the tumor cells are removed. But something better is being developed. Cancer goggles, a surgeon would wear to identify tumor cells during the surgery.
First, the patient is injected with a dye that binds to cancer cells. The dye specifically binds to a number of different cancer cells, such as prostate, colon, breast, and liver tumor cells. When hit with an infrared light, they glow.
This allows the surgeon to cut away until all the glowing cells are removed. In the lab, the dye remained just long enough for an operation to finish, and theoretically, the patient could be injected with a dye just before the procedure.
The cancer goggles are being tried out in veterinary clinics first, and if they work, cancer patients could avoid having healthy tissues removed. More importantly, they could avoid repeat surgeries to remove tumors that have regrown from missed cells.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.